holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
Did you know that God laughs at situations that are not funny?
Be Holy.
All right, listen, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. We're glad that you're with us on today. Today's a splendid day. You, my friend, are a splendid listener, and we're glad that you're here today. I'm hyped up, as you can tell already. Listen, we had a great time in church yesterday. Had a great time at church yesterday. And when we say great time, we enjoyed ourselves. We enjoyed God while He was in the midst of us. And listen, we were, we'll get to that. Head on over to podbean.com and download the broadcast and share, play the broadcast as much as you can. And listen, we're on all types of streaming networks, streaming platforms. Go on over there and check us out. Listen, yesterday we were talking from one of our verses, I think, from last week, which was Psalm 37, right? The chapter 37. But we started at verse 12 yesterday. Now, I opened up with, did you know that God laughed in situations that weren't funny? And it's fun. Listen to that. Yeah, listen, salvation is not funny, but, or the lack thereof really isn't funny. But we're going to read this verse here that might shine some light on God's laughter and God's attitude toward it. As I guess maybe that'll tell us why he was laughing or why he was smiling, or I don't know if he chuckled. I don't know. It just says he laughs. So we'll read it. Verse number 12 says this: the wicked plot against the godly and they snarl at them in defiance. The wicked, not talking about people. But you can put people in there, but it's not really talking about people. It's talking about the evil spirits that we can't see. The evil spirits, the wicked, plot against the godly. They snarl at them in defiance. Now, like I said, that's talking about evil spirits, but you can talk about, or you can plug in evil people, people being evil, but I don't think people are evil. I think they allow evil spirits to control them, and then they become evil. You get what I'm saying to you? So I think there's a chance for everybody until there isn't, I guess, you know. But it says here, the wicked plot against the godly. People who try to do God's will, they don't know what they're doing, but they try to do God's will. They want to be in God's family. They want God to save them. They want to be saved from God's damnation and judgment. But it says here, but the Lord just laughs, for he sees their day of judgment coming. Talking about the wicked that is plotting against the godly and the evil spirits that are plotting against the godly people. See, it's not the evil spirits. I mean, I'm sure they fight with the angels or whatever, but really, the wicked, they're plotting against people who are trying to do what's right. So those evil spirits, is not racism. See, it's not a culture or a color or a race or nothing like that. These spirits don't care what race you are. They're fighting against you, and they don't care who they control. If they can control this person or that person, they don't care whether they're white, black, green, yellow, pink, whatever. They don't care. They're plotting against the godly. And God said, this is what God says. It says, but the Lord just laughs, for he sees their day. Like, he knows they're plotting against the godly, but they can't really do anything. You know, they might trick a few people. They might fool a couple people to follow them and do what they do and possess some people or whatever, you know, But that's why we're there. We go and these signs shall follow them that believe. They shall cast out devils. That's us. You know, we do that. And so it says here, but God laughs, for he sees their day of judgment coming. So you can put evil spirits in there, or you can put people who act evil, or people who are evil. Yeah. Verse number 14, the wicked draw their swords and string their bows to kill the poor and the oppressed. The wicked is doing that, not people. See, the thing about it is, the wicked have convinced people to do such things. The wicked draw their swords and string their bows. So they're getting their bows and arrows ready. They've got their swords. You know, in this day, it will be a gun of some sort or some type of a weapon. And it says here, the wicked draw their swords and string their bows to kill the poor and the oppressed. So they're trying to kill the poor and the oppressed. So not only are we talking about the poor in money and all that, but we're talking about poor in spirit. Blessed are those who are this. And remember the Beatitudes we would read, the blessed are the poor, blessed are this, and blessed, yeah. The poor and the oppressed are those that they're going after. They're going after the poor. See, it has nothing to do with racism. It's all spiritual. The spirits are doing these things. Those evil spirits that are not against, they are not there to help you and your family. They're there to fight against you. But their swords, this is what it says here. Oh, no, let's go back. It says the wicked will draw their swords and string their bows to kill the poor and the oppressed, to slaughter those who do right. That's what they're doing. They're trying to kill the poor and the oppressed and then slaughter those who do right. So the poor and oppressed are generally the ones who do what's right. And we spend most of our time trying to be rich. But anyway, but they're trying to slaughter those who do right. Verse number 15, but their swords will stab their own hearts and their bows will be broken. Verse number 16, it is better to be godly and have little than to be evil and rich. It is better to be godly and have little than to be evil and rich. Now, there's nothing wrong with being rich. Okay. There's nothing wrong with being rich. It's just making a simple comparison there. See, people with no money tend to hate those with money. He didn't tell us to hate people with money. He never told us to do that. He said it's just better. So that you take the stress off you, it is better to be godly and have a little than to be evil and have and be rich or have much. And not that, and it's not saying that everybody who has much or whatever who's rich are evil. That's not what it's saying. For the strength of the wicked will be shattered, but the Lord takes care of the godly. The Lord takes care of the godly, not the government. I would even go as far as not the church. But we as the church, we show God to people. So we try to do what we can to help other people. That's what our jobs are, to be the God that most people will never see. So God sends money through the church for the church to help other people. People who don't have, you know. But the church ain't rich, you know. So don't ever think that, you know, even the ones you think are rich, they're not. They have bills just like everybody else. Let's see. Verse number 17. For the strength of the wicked will be shattered, but the Lord takes care of the godly. Verse number 18, day by day, the Lord takes care of the innocent, and they will receive an inheritance that lasts forever. So what makes us innocent? God, because all of us are guilty of something. God is the one who makes us righteous, and we're glad about that, because there is no way we would have a chance at standing if God didn't help us against those evil spirits that are fighting against our families day and night, fighting against our countries day and night, fighting against the government, fighting against your community, fighting against your church, fighting in your own home. I mean, everything. These evil spirits are not playing fair. They will go after anybody, and especially those who are trying to do right. So they're trying to, if somebody's oppressed, they're trying to oppress them more. If somebody's poor, they're trying to make them even poorer, to even distress them out even more, press them or oppress them even more. That's what they're trying to do. And that those, listen, those evil spirits, God is going to deal with them. You know, God's going to deal with them. But we as people, we got to make sure that we don't act like those evil spirits. That's why he gave us a chance to come clean. He gave us a chance to change. He did. He gave us a chance to change and then washed away all our sins in the process of it. So at least he gave us a chance to come to him. Because most people think God hate them, and most people think God's not trying to talk to them. God don't want nothing to do with them. But actually, God wants something to do with you. Listen, he died for you. Now it's time for you to die for him. In other words, just like he died for you, you must now say no to all your flesh. And I must say no to all my flesh. You know, when your flesh wants to do wrong things, because that's how the evil spirits convince us to do things, through our flesh. Our flesh, man, the evil spirits and our flesh fight against us so much. You're trying to be spiritual. You're trying to grow in God. You don't even know what that means. You're just trying to, you know, figure out whatever God is saying to you. But those evil spirits don't want you to hear that. If they can keep you poor and oppressed spiritually, if they can keep you from knowing anything about God, keep you from listening to God, if they can keep you from that, you'll never get anywhere. And that's all of us. If we don't keep our minds on God, man, we don't have a chance in the world, because those evil spirits don't play. You know, what was that one verse? We're talking about one, when you cast out one spirit, seven more and worse than them come back trying to enter in that same human being, trying to get them to do worse things. Man, if we don't pray and ask God for help, we don't have any help. And so, the way we do it is we fight evil by studying the Holy Ghost. We don't study the Bible. We study the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost will lead us and guide us into all truth. The Bible don't lead us to all truth. And I know that sounds bad, but the Holy Ghost, God, he leads us to all truth. He knows everything. He's the one who created the whole world, not the Bible. I'm not saying don't read the Bible. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying if you're going to read the Bible, read the Bible. But don't worship the Bible. Worship God. He's the one who made all the ways for us. He's made us the ways of escape for us. He's the one who's helping us against these evil spirits that are plotting against us. And he just laughs about it.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler.
And for your convenience, you can now text the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. Again, the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. And we thank you for your support.
Be Holy.